على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The snake of the cave of Sur. On the occasion of migration to Madinatul Munawwara, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu presented a remarkable and matchless example of love and devotion. When the Sultan of both worlds, the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, approached the cave of Sur, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went into the cave, cleaned it, and filled all the holes that were present over there. He was unable to find anything to fill the last two holes, so he plugged them with the blessed feet. Then he requested for the embodiment of Nur, the comfort of our souls, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to come in. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then entered the cave, rested his graceful head in the lap of his loyal and devoted friend Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and began to sleep. There was a snake in the cave which bit the foot of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But may we be sacrificed for that embodiment of love and devotion. He remained completely motionless and silent despite the intense pain and agony, only for the reason that he didn't want to cause any disturbance in the rest of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the essence of mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. However, due to this intense level of pain, tears began to flow unintentionally from the blessed eyes. When some tears of love fell onto the compassionate face of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he awoke and asked, "Oh Abu Bakr, why are you crying?" Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala told him about all the incidents of the snake. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then rubbed his blood saliva on the part of the foot that has been bitten, and the wound healed up immediately. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you want to read more about the